Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Vit Friends Blog Talk Radio podcast, Living Life and Love. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from sunny Raleigh, North Carolina. You might have to excuse me a little bit. It's a beautiful day outside, but my allergies are bothering me, but we're going to push through today. I would like to thank you all for listening into our show. Vit Friends is a national vitiligo support community. For information about vitiligo, Vit Friends, and ways you can support our Vitiligo Awareness Initiative, visit us at www.vitfriends.org. For questions and comments, you can email us at support@vitfriends.org. Now, today's show will feature Joshua Leonard from LeonardStudios.com, and I am going to go ahead and get started with our show. Mr. Leonard, greetings.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. As I said, my allergies are bothering me, but we're going to push through today. Before we get started with the actual interview about your projects, can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what type of work you do?
Yeah, so my name is Joshua Leonard, and I was born in Miami, Florida. I'm a military brat. I live in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and I'm a 2D traditional animator and a character designer. So I also created a cartoon that's in development called Team Supreme. And I basically, my brand is inclusion and diversity. So that's really what I specialize in creating these type of stories and changing the narrative of putting differently abled people in the forefront rather than behind the scenes or not being seen at all. So
right,
that's what I'm here for.
And we're going to get good. Awesome. We're going to get into that. Now, I've had the opportunity to Skype with you about 4 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, with my comic book club at Fox Road Elementary School. And I know Team Supreme was in the beginning stages, and we had a great conversation. But before we dig into that, I wrote a little something I was thinking about last night, and this kind of this will go along with the inclusion part. That if we want to change the world, then we need to start looking at the world through the eyes of our youth. And I think with your project, that is the gateway to creating change. So can you share with our listeners what Team Supreme is? And you can go into as much detail as you want.
Okay, and I definitely agree with the words you just spoke. I do feel like the kids is the way to go, and that's my goal is to not just reach everybody, but definitely the next generation, man. They need us really bad right now. They need these stories, and that's where I come in. So Team Supreme is about a group of kids who have a disability or are just differently able, and their disability is their superpower. So my goal is to create a whole universe, kind of like a Marvel type, and just have these heroes that have disabilities or just differently able in the forefront. You know, these are the main characters. These are the dope stories I want to tell, because I know people personally, family, friends, you know, co-workers with a you know, a medical difference or a disability, or who are differently able, and they're amazing, man. You know, so I mean, the things I've learned from them and just what they're capable of and stuff that I can't even do. So that's kind of where the idea came from years ago, and I really just wanted to stress how important it is to get inclusive and diverse characters in these cartoons, in these films, you know. It's important for kids, man. It's important for parents who have kids that are differently abled, you know. So that's what I wanted to do. So, I can't go into too much detail because it's still in the works, and we're pitching it and all of this stuff. Shout out to Hillman Grad and Lena Waite and Jason Weaver, my team, Rishi and Giselle. We all went out to, well, they flew Jason Weaver and I out to L.A. in March, and we pitched to everybody. So still kind of waiting to hear back from places, but everything's going well.
Right.
My main character, his name is Zeke. So Zeke has autism. So I have Zeke, I have Thumper, who is hearing impaired. I have Mech, who has spina bifida. I have Lee, who is blind. I have Dr. Jackson, who kind of oversees these kids. And we did change a few things. I can't get into too much detail.
Right.
I have, what's her name? Sweet Pea, who is Zeke's little sister. And I just have a ton. Like, this is the starting five, you know. This is my first dream right here. But I have tons of, you know, I have characters with vitiligo. I have, what do you call it? Sickle cell. You know, I have all of these different types of different superheroes, you know, if you will, and this is just the beginning. So that's Team Supreme, man. Just probably one of the most diverse and inclusive cartoons people will ever see.
Exactly. And you know, Mr. Leonard, and that was one of the thoughts I had about bringing you on board. And I know some of our listeners in the vitiligo community may have wondered, well, why would he bring an animator or a cartoon artist to the podcast? But if we want to reach our kids and help spread awareness, not just about vitiligo, but a lot of other challenges that people are dealing with, start with our kids.
Right.
Start with the youth, because when they grow up, they become adults and learn how to accept these things, you know.
Absolutely. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, you know, I grew up in a time where, I'm just going to be honest, we didn't accept all disabilities. You know, we made fun of certain disabilities because we didn't understand.
Sure. Sure.
And I think what you're doing is awesome, because you can change the way the world perceives, you know, some of the challenges that people are going through.
Absolutely.
Let's see. So I'm going to back up just a little bit. So what inspired you to get into, or who inspired you to get into animation?
I grew up, I started drawing when I was about, kindergarten. My older brother taught me how to draw Garfield, and I'll never forget. Once he taught me how to draw Garfield, I was in kindergarten, and I just never stopped drawing. And my older brother, Jason Leonard, he passed away a month ago from pneumonia.
Okay.
So that's major to me, because he taught me how to draw. Thank you, man. But, you know, he's in a better place. And so that's where it came from, man. He taught me how to draw Garfield, and I never put that pencil down. And I always grew up watching cartoons and Looney Tunes and Chuck Jones and, you know, Marvel, Stan Lee, Disney. So I was infatuated with how they were able to make these cartoon characters move. And I was like, man, that's dope. And I was an athlete first, you know, so I was still playing ball and all of that, but I never stopped drawing, you know, even when I was getting recruited. And I always had that, like, I want to do this for a living, even after, you know, my career is over in sports. So I just learned as much as I could, still, you know, studied as much as I could, just trying to really, and I'm still trying to master my penmanship and just, you know, real clean art, and try to make it as professional as I can. And that's kind of where that came from. But I'm a big time Looney Tunes. That's probably where it came from. So my brother, who taught me how to draw, who started me with the art, and then like Looney Tunes and Chuck Jones and stuff like that.
Now, you definitely have a unique art style. Can you, are you okay with giving out your website where people can actually see your artwork?
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you'll go ahead and put that out to our listeners, so that way they can look at what you're doing, to see your art style, to see how unique and different it is.
Right. So I have the websites. I have some artwork on, probably the most is going to be on joshualeonardart.com. And You know, my Instagram is I'm Joshua Leonard. I am Joshua Leonard. So that's where I post like most of my stuff, even the trash stuff. My websites usually have the the more finished pieces, because you know recruiters go and look at that. And then I have LeonardStudios.com, where you can kind of get all your updates on Team Supreme and stuff like that. There's the Team Supreme shop and all of that stuff where you can get merchandise. But yeah, I like to think my style is a little different.
Right, right. It definitely is. And I want to get into talking about your merchandise. We're going to talk about that a little bit later before we have to log on. But what is your overall message behind Team Supreme? Because I know everything has a message, but what is your overall message?
Yeah, I just want to show, I want everybody to know and understand, like, everybody has a superpower. It doesn't matter if you're differently abled or not. Like, we're all good at something. We just have to figure out what it is. We need to love everybody. We need to treat everybody with respect. Because truth of the matter is people are afraid of what they don't understand. And that's a true fact. Like, they don't want...
Absolutely.
Like you said earlier, yeah, when we talked about disability, like, even as kids, you would see or hear about kids getting teased. I was brought up to love everybody, treat everybody the same. I didn't care. Even when I was in high school, kindergarten, middle school, I always, it didn't matter to me. You know, if I liked you, I liked you. And I treated everybody with respect. So I never, but, and that's kind of where, that's kind of what I want to teach these kids now. Like I said, they need us now more than ever just because of the world we live in today. It's very evil. It's very mean. You know, unfortunately, people are selfish. So I'm trying to change all that. Like, man, it's bigger than that. Like, this is what's important.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we talk about within the vitiligo community. And for the listeners that may not know, you know, vitiligo is a skin condition where you develop white spots. You can have it spotty, like a leopard, so to speak. That's how I identify it with my my skin, or you can lose all of your pigmentation. And people are cruel. This is a world that, you know, looks at perfection, and when they don't see it, they treat you differently.
Right.
And what we're really trying to do is raise awareness that, you know, we are human beings like everybody else. Love us like everybody else, you know. And I think your cartoon is really a gateway for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so, and that's exactly right what you said, man. Like, everybody is, we all human. Nobody is perfect. You know, that's why the star on my Team Supreme logo is turned to the side. It's not straight up and down. Like, nobody's perfect, so that's why I turned the star.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, technically we all are differently abled, you know, whether you see it or not. Something is, we're not perfect. So... It's not my job to judge somebody, you know. So
absolutely. Now, which one of your characters, you can say so, do you most identify with? Like, just on a personal level for yourself.
Oh man, I think like out of Team Supreme.
Yeah.
Probably the father figure, Dr. Jackson, because he's just loving and caring, and he really wants to see these kids win. And he's actually based off of my best friend Brent Jackson, who was killed in 2008. So that was how I kind of kept his name alive, and that's who he was. It was just a good human being. And so yeah, I think Dr. Jackson is probably who I would relate mostly
awesome. Now, I had a chance, you know, to look at your character from a couple years ago, and the one that stood out to me was Matt. Reason why I've had an opportunity to work with a child that had spinal bifida and another child that had other disabilities, both are confined to a wheelchair, you know, and to see that you developed this robot suit that would allow them to walk I'm like, that is so awesome. That's, you know, when you look at it, I feel like these cartoons we have today, they don't think on that level. You know, we've had the X-Men with Professor Xavier, you know. But beyond that, most cartoons really did not address any type of disability. I didn't say all, but most.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of cartoons out there.
True.
But I think if we really want to see this world change, we've got to be more progressive and change the narrative of how we see, you know, disabilities in general.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But you know, it starts
with
the creatives though. Like for me,
right.
Even when I was applying to all of these different studios and I wasn't getting on at any of them, I was more disappointed that these studios weren't hiring me because of what I believe in, like my brand, like diversity and inclusion. Hire me for that, for diversity and inclusion.
Right.
I love that. I specialize in that stuff. You know, I'm not even worried about the art part of the studio. I mean, just get me in there for that. I'll make sure your cartoons have the right care. You know, just the let's hit all of these bases, man. So and you can tell kind of who's in the background of these cartoons because everything's the same. It's like cut and paste, same looking show, same looking cartoon, same. Whack jokes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not different. and that's what I got kind of tired of, man. So I had this chip on my shoulder, like a good chip. Like, you know what, it's time for, you need to step out of this box, man, and create something different, something new that everybody, literally everybody can relate to it.
Right. And you know what's unfortunate, though, is that cartoons that are different, that do address social issues and change, are made for adults late at night. So it never fully reaches our youth.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, you know, these are shows,
so
tone it down, put it on where all the kids, we can reach anybody, but like you said, it goes back to the creators and the people who are behind the scenes.
Absolutely. These are all choices that can be fixed and changed with the right people behind the scenes. Like, it's too many yes people. Oh, yeah, good idea. No, that's not a good idea. Because these kids are not going to see this, you know.
Exactly. Now, what I thought was unique, and I just put something on my Facebook page about it, in regards to vitiligo, in movies, in TV shows, and cartoons, there's never been any true representation. And I think the closest we got to it was Domino from Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
It wasn't addressed that she had vitiligo, but when I saw the character, I immediately said, she has vitiligo. That's what it was to me. And I kind of wish they would have addressed it or somehow, some way, mentioned it. But for somebody with vitiligo, that's what I see, you know. And I just hope in the future, you know, more cartoons will address various things, and do it in a way that it's not offensive to anybody. Because sometimes you could do things and it can be very offensive, you know.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the reason that they never, I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
No, go ahead, sir. You got it.
Oh, I was just going to tell you, the reason that they didn't really go into any detail about Domino's, they really don't care. They really don't care that you don't, you know. They would have started to kind of teach you about, oh, this is vitiligo. This is what they, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's what Team Supreme is gonna do. Like, I specifically, and even when we were pitching, we were like, look, man, this is not a cartoon to make you feel sorry for this. We want to show kids with superpowers that also have a disability and are differently able. The kids are dope. They just happen to have, you know, it's, and now you're showing, okay, boom, he can do this or she can do this because of this. And what this causes is this. You know, it's not hard, man. Like, I'm surprised it's never been done before, like the way I'm doing it.
Exactly.
So
it's your time.
It is. And that's all that means. This is for me. And I'm gonna make sure it happens. And we're gonna make change for sure. I'm putting pressure on these on this industry, man. Like, it's time to make some changes.
And we have to, because I think, you know, we try it in the movies to a certain extent.
Right.
We do address, we've had movies that, you know, dealt with various disabilities. We've had some TV shows that feature lead characters with various disabilities. But there's so many out there that we still kind of overlook. And with your cartoon,
right.
I see it bringing all these disabilities together in the same room.
Yeah.
You know, not keeping them separate.
Yeah.
But all together in the same.
Right.
And I think that's very important.
Yeah. Oh, and what else is dope about Team Supreme is, like, my whole cartoon, people that work on my show, the actors on the show, you know, the voiceover, these are all going to be people exclusive to the disability community. Like, this is, the actors will have,
awesome.
Yeah, they it's going to be legit. Like, my writer, Giselle, is hearing impaired, and she is a beast. You know, she wrote for Disney and Quantico,
right.
Won awards. So, yeah, like, it's not just, we're not just talking about, oh, yeah, we're going to do this about this, and then hire people that don't fit
somebody
the,
who
you know.
Understand.
This, we want,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
We want true people.
Wow.
That can really come and fit these roles, man, and really believe like we believe, you know, and still have that same
right,
type cause, of
cause you know,
mentality of what to do.
Right. Because what happens, I think, being on the outside, looking in, sometimes we look at people with various challenges. We assume we know what they're feeling, what they go through, how it is, and because we've read a book about it. We still assume we know. A book is just a book based on somebody's research. But when you talk to somebody who lived that lifestyle, that knows those challenges firsthand, know what it's like, they can give you a totally different picture that somebody's research can't give you.
Exactly.
So
that's what it is. And that's kind of what's taking so long. Yeah, that's kind of what's taking so long. And people are, you know, I know they're getting impatient. When is it coming out? When is it? Well, we really go and do our research. Like, we really speak with people who are on the spectrum. We really meet with these, you know, and those are people who are going to also be in the writer's room. They have to be. That's how you're going to get the show written like it's supposed to. And that's why I went to, when I was talking about earlier, how these cartoons are the same. The writer's rooms are trash. You know, like, when they write stuff, it's like, oh, okay, this, black people don't act like, we don't do this.
Right.
You know, you can tell this is not in the writer's room. You can tell they're not in the writer's room on certain shows just because of how they portray a certain person. Or, you know, it's frustrating, man. It really is. It's not hard. It's not hard to do, man. Just so they got to change.
You're on the right track. You are definitely on the right track. And like I said, I've been following it.
Appreciate it.
I found out about Team Supreme, and I was like, you know what, this is going to be big. And I've said this to you last time, I don't know if you remember, but I said, you know, with Team Supreme, I'm looking at you're going to have collectibles, you're going to have toys, comic
Absolutely.
Books, video games, board games, all these things.
Because
that's how you're going to connect with the kids. They're going to make it where it's acceptable, you know, and share with their friends, you know.
Right.
The adults are a little different. You know, as adults, we're kind of like, oh, that's a cartoon. But it's so much more than just a cartoon.
Absolutely. Yep. No, and that's why it's going to be so valuable in the long run, is because it's crucial to every household. Like, it's not just, you know, even though it's about differently able people and kids, it's about how you treat other people in general. You know, just because they look like this doesn't mean they're bad. And that's what I tell, you know, me being a character designer, they're like, oh, well, a villain has to look like this. A villain has to, you know, these studios, they equate bad guys with the villain with dark, you know, black hair, dark eyes, you know, around the, I'm sick of that, man. I teach my daughter, I'm like, look, all bad people don't look bad.
Exactly.
You know, you can't just go off somebody's look. Like, I mean, the devil was handsome, okay? So you can't
right.
You can't go by that stuff, man. So yeah, it's
you know,
it's,
when I worked for the city of Raleigh, I was teaching a bullying awareness program for the staff and for the kids. And that was one of the things I always brought up. I said, we have this mentality of a bully looks a certain way. It's usually a heavy-set kid that's shabby-looking, that's dirty, he's mean. I said, no. And what I did, I brought all these different-looking staff up, from the tall guy to the short guy to the female here, the one that was dressed this way, dressed that way. I said, point out the bully. Most of them look for the tall kid, you know. And I'm thinking, just because he's tall doesn't mean he's a bully. I said, look, any one of you up there can be a bully. Anybody. They come in all shapes, sizes, form, fashion, backgrounds. They don't all have to be poor. They don't all have to be rich.
Absolutely.
You know? And I said, we, as a society, we have trained people to think good looks like this. Good is like you say, handsome and this perfect person.
Right.
And bad is everything you don't want to be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way. That's not the world. The reality is
exactly
a pretty package can be the most
the
worst thing in the world. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah,
yeah.
I
well think about it. Just
I
like,
really.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr.
Lair. Oh, I was just going to say, well, think about it. It goes back to what we were saying about kids. Like, that's the reason, you know, this is systemic. Like, this was trained and well thought of. Okay, look, we'll show cartoons that look like this. We'll do this.
Right.
And now we're grown, and we go back and watch it. Like, man, that's some BS. That's not true at all.
It definitely is.
But as a kid, that's what we train, and that's what we're taught, and we're shown that. Until you know we've grown now, so we just gotta change that, man.
Well, I definitely think you're on the right path to make that change, and you know we're gonna continue.
Thank
I will continue to reach out and support your project. And once my club is back, once we're back in school the way we want to be, we'll try to set up a Skype session again so the kids can be involved in the conversation.
Let's do it.
But
man.
I truly
Let's
appreciate you. Yeah. I truly appreciate you
Absolutely.
Coming on board. I know it's a short amount of time to talk. But as you get updates, and I do follow your page and I see updates that I can share, I'll make sure I share it out to our community as well. And anytime you want to come back and talk a little bit more, you're more than welcome.
Brother, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for the opportunity and thank you for
what you
do with these kids.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you have
and
a
look,
good one,
you
man.
Stay safe
Absolutely.
And be careful out there. Same to you. And to our listeners out there, thank you for listening in. And we will see you next week for the next episode of Living Life and Love. Take care and have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.